From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for June the 10th, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Well, the weather is at the top of the news for today, as the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for our area. Heavy rainfall will be possible from late today through tonight. Generally, 1 to 2 inches of rainfall is expected, with up to 3 inches possible in some areas. Runoff from the rainfall, along with recent wet conditions, could lead to minor flooding of some urban and poor drainage locations. At this time, only nuisance flooding is anticipated. Should confidence increase in more widespread flooding, a flood watch would be issued. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. today with a high near 74. There'll be a calm wind becoming southeast at 5 to 9 miles an hour in the morning. Tonight, rain and possibly thunderstorms again. Some of the rain could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 61. We'll take a look at the long-range forecast for the rest of the week in a moment. Here is the Week in Review, some of the stories that made the news June 7th to June 10th. Brian Nearing reported in the Times Union, the owners of TCI of New York have set up temporary shop at the port of Coeymans on the Hudson River. The transformer dismantling and transporting company's 30,000-square-foot facility in Ghent was destroyed by a fire on August the 1st. TCI is currently seeking permission to rebuild at that location. According to a statement released by TCI on Thursday, the company is now operating, and I quote, on a temporary basis in Coeymans while we continue to evaluate our long-term opportunities. A permanent facility in the port of Coeymans is among the opportunities we are considering, and we have submitted a site plan to the Coeymans Planning Board for its review, end quote. The company is said to be considering locations in East Greenbush, Rensselaer, and Shodak, amongst others as well. That full story you'll find in the Times Union. The Hudson-based Columbia Opportunities Incorporated announced it has closed the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program's Columbia County waiting list for the first time in 35 years. The organization said in a statement released on Friday, the action was taken as a result of the federal austerity fiscal policy that went into effect on March the 1st. Under the closure, no new applications for housing vouchers will be accepted, and no new households will be added to the waiting list until further notice. More than 1,000 eligible applicants are currently on that waiting list. Columbia Opportunities is the local administrator for the program, which provides rental assistance to low-income households, including senior citizens and disabled persons on fixed incomes. The program serves more than 200 households countywide. Nathan Mayberg reported in the Register Star, Congressman Chris Gibson is lauding the passage of a 10-year farm bill last month by the U.S. House of Representatives Agricultural Committee. The bill, known as the Federal Agriculture Reform and Risk Management Act of 2013, includes $94 billion of annual spending and sets agricultural policy for 5 years. Among the provisions, help for new farmers in the form of access to land, grants, and loans, also discounts on insurance for farmers, particularly a new marginal insurance framework for dairy farmers. The bill also includes funding for rural broadband. Gibson called the legislation a, quote, constitute-driven process, end quote, with help from the local farmers. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Finally, Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail, Kenneth Rossamini resigned from the Cooksackie Village Police Department late last week. Rossamini was arrested in Albany and charged with felony weapons possession and menacing in December. He allegedly threatened an acquaintance with a loaded gun. The village filed formal charges against him a week later, and a hearing on those charges was scheduled for this week. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said, and I quote, as far as we're concerned, he's resigned and the matter is closed, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. So it looks like our forecast for the week will bring us rain and thunderstorms and showers for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then sunshine right through Saturday. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms today after 3 p.m. with a high near 74. Tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 61. Tomorrow, showers are likely and possible thunderstorms with a high around 74 degrees. There will be a 40% chance of precipitation for Tuesday night, mainly before 2 a.m. with a low around 56. On Wednesday, showers are promised again with a high near 77. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 55. Then the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, with daytime temperatures in the mid-70s and nighttime temperatures in the mid-50s. So let's hope that that forecast holds true. The sun rose this morning at 5:18 a.m. and will set at 8:31 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. And that wraps up today's WGXE Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 10th day of June 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.